our guest is Mike Steenhoek, who's executive director of the Soy Transportation Coalition. And Mike, you know, we know in Congress they've been talking about transportation and infrastructure bill. You know, we spent the last segment talking about a lot of barges, but a lot of bridges, a lot of semi traffic hauls these soybeans to one of those destinations. And your group is also very much advocating for investment in, you know, redoing or maybe improving some of those rural roadways, especially bridges.
Well, the first step in the journey from the farm to the ultimate customer, whether domestic or international, occurs via a rural road and bridge. And if you don't have an effective, well-maintained inventory of that, it frankly doesn't matter the condition of your inland waterways or their rail system or your port system, because that's the initial mode that makes the whole transaction ultimately possible. And so having that system is really important. As Congress debates the need to do an infrastructure package, we sincerely hope that rural infrastructure will be prominent in whatever is ultimately passed.
Well, it is one that takes everyone, and it's not necessarily here in the Great Plains, but it's here across the board as well. Also, I understand at your meeting that took place with your stakeholders that you're going to make a real push to utilize some new products and maybe some that have been around that are soy-based and maybe helping to preserve until new infrastructure can be built.
Yeah, we can't just focus on building new. We also have to be really focused on maintaining and elongating the life of these assets. And fortunately, the soybean has a pretty important role that it can play, and it can really contribute to that. There's products that are available that are soy-based. One is for sealing asphalt, and there's another product that is used for enhancing or sealing concrete. And it's mostly derived from soybean oil, 80 to 90% soybean oil. So it's environmentally sustainable. It practices good stewardship by elongating the life of that road or bridge. And then thirdly, it's a product that's made in the USA. The inputs are made by farmers. The product itself is made in the USA. And so it really checks a lot of important boxes, and we're continuing to really push it. We hope to see even more traction for it.
Well, Mike, if folks want to learn more about some of these things we've talked about and the effort that you and the Soy Transportation Coalition does, how can they gain more information?
Well, we would just encourage people to go to our website at soytransportation.org.
Very good. Well, Mike, we appreciate the update. Lots of good things happening. We look forward to continuing to hear how things are working in the Missouri and in other ways transporting soybeans from the field to the market. So appreciate your time.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it.
Mike Steenhoek, Executive Director of the Soy Transportation Coalition, has joined us. Stay with us. We'll have more coming up.